Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and Neil, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to our callers, or good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are. We are worldwide, which is nice. We often get callers from not only various places in the United States, but different places all over the world. So welcome, everybody, no matter where you are from. Today we're talking about the doorway to psychic abilities, but before we get to our topic and to our readings, callers, we do talk for about 15 to 20 minutes before the readings begin, so please do keep your place in the queue so I can keep everybody in order and know that you will be getting a reading if you're currently waiting in the queue. But I first want to let everybody know how to stay connected to our show. You can follow us here on Blog Talk Radio by clicking on the follow button under our profile name. And you can also join us on the linked sites, Facebook and Twitter. There's also a Facebook account that isn't linked, but that can be found via the other Facebook account that's listed on our Blog Talk Radio profile. And for an in-depth conversation after the show, 562-596-7818. But we're talking about psychic abilities, and obviously psychic development today, Neil, and of course you do a lot of training and your dealings with different people in terms of getting people's third eye open and training them to become more psychic, assuming that's what we're talking about today, since we're kind of we picked our topic a little late.
Well,
about 60 seconds before the show started. Nothing like preparation, but
Well, that's the main thing about being a psychic, is you don't need to be prepared. You're always prepared.
Oh, isn't that great?
It's hard to prepare as a psychic. I mean, the doorway to psychic abilities, you can get tuned up. You know, it's like any tune-up or like any preliminary exercise. You can, I suppose, get tuned up. Some people meditate or breathe or call on their angel guides or something, get grounded in their chakras. I really don't use any of those. I just sort of get into my third eye and ground myself there and do a couple of deep, quick breaths, nothing major. And I've never gone through any ritual. I've known psychics who will spend hours
preparing.
To me, it's just too much work.
Well, I guess when you're good, then the preparation for doing a reading is going to be more instantaneous. Not to say that you can't be a good psychic that does a great deal of preparation. That's not what
right,
I mean to
right.
say.
Whatever the,
but when
the
you're,
end result
you know,
is positive, then you know, whatever you have to do to get there. I suppose if you have a lifetime being a psychic, it just sort of comes naturally to you. And there's a certain sense of improvisation to it, too. But, you know, let's define, what is the doorway to psychic abilities? Well, the best doorway to psychic abilities when I'm conversing with someone is to meet them. Because the doorway to someone's psychic abilities is in their etheric realm, their aura realm. That's the doorway. When you enter a house and you go through a doorway, you get an initial feeling about a house. Either you see it visually, or you smell, or you get a sense of what a house is. The threshold of a house is much like the threshold of a soul. So when you get in someone's energy field and you start to feel it, I mean, we can do that physically, more or less intuitively, or downright psychically. Physically, you get a vibe about somebody. They're approachable or they're not. They look pleasant or they don't. So there's a physical realm to a person's energy field. Then intuitively, you can get a vibe. It has nothing to do with the way they're dressed, the way they look, the way they smell. You get,
lovely.
You get a, it's true. You get a feeling that about a person. That's intuitive, and that's part of the psychic connection. And then downright, you can get information, loaded information about somebody on a psychic level, and see their energy fields distinctly, and see them morphing distinctly, or get a read on them distinctly. That's being done like psychic. But the energy field is the first premise of an energy. So the doorway to being psychic, for those who are just beginning, is to analyze how you react to your environment. Go into a room and get a feeling for the room. What do you feel when you first enter a room? Imagine going into a vast space and just gauging your emotions or your feelings as you're moving through that space. The very few times that Chris and I go to shopping malls, I'm bombarded by energy. I mean, I'm passing by so many people. I can turn off the energy when I'm passing by people and just it's void. But if I don't, the energy fields of people are constantly bombarding me. And I'm seeing things and hearing things. And sometimes it becomes white noise unless I distinctly hear it, like you're at a ball game and you're listening to the voices around you and then you focus on something. Well, the ability to start to become psychic, the doorway to psychic abilities, is to perceive, first of all, to perceive your physical environment. But just not through sight, through feeling. Because a good psychic has learned to control their feelings in such a way that their feelings can read things. And when we say feelings can read things, most of us, or at least most of us have some partial ability to be intuitive. So if we're getting a feeling about a person and there's no available information for us, our psychic faculties are initially starting to work. So realize that as a human being, you have the equipment to be psychic. Now, it may not be fully developed, but at its first stage, the ability to be psychic is the ability to feel. If you can feel, you're at the threshold of being a psychic. Now, of course, you know, we want to get the brain to work as one organ. So we try to define what is feeling just opposed to what is thinking, logic. And if we can get our feelings and our logic to work together, then what we're feeling is also logical. So just as you can have a feeling, you know, start off with something simple. You touch ice. I feel cold. You're right. So there's a simple first exercise. You're in somebody's vibration now. Let's jump. You're in somebody's vibration. Go, I feel cold.
So it's about connecting, first of all, linking the third chakra to the sixth, the gut to the brain. Because feeling really comes through that intuitive center.
Somewhat. It's tactile. So it's your feeling.
Okay, so you're talking about a tactile feeling more than a... Well, with ice, yes. But when you're starting to get into more advanced feelings, not just based on what's physically in the environment.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
A feeling about something, you know, you're not going to touch it.
Organ-wise, we don't really perceive our feelings through our stomach. Our stomach is there to perceive what we eat. And if it makes us sick, we learn not to eat.
Right, but what about gut feelings?
Well, a gut, because the stomach can take mastery over our body, we tend to think that we have gut feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we are upset, if our stomachs are upset, it makes us feel lousy. We can do all kinds of things.
Not too fun.
And so our stomachs can make us feel. And so we've come up with this concept of gut feeling because the stomach makes us feel. But that doesn't mean that we perceive energy through the stomach. We really don't perceive energy through the stomach, except literally, you know, in the umbilical cord, we perceive energy through the stomach, through the navel. And so there is that connection. So there's the thought that our stomach chakra can receive energy. You remove the umbilical cord, but still that phantom connection is there. So is it true to say that we can perceive energy through the navel? To some extent, yes. To some extent, yes. But as we progress in our development and our minds are now more predominantly in charge than our stomachs. It's now our minds, because babies don't use their minds so much as much as their gut energy. Then the energy is moved to a higher source and it goes to the sixth chakra of the brain. Now we've trained our energies, they've relocated and they're in a higher sense of energy. The brain is like the White House, it controls the whole country. So the attitude there is now we're in that area and the brain has the capacity to perceive energy on a psychic level so that we go from being intuitive to clairvoyant to downright being psychic, to hearing things, to connecting. So we all have that ability and we can enhance it, we can concretely enhance it by first designating that our brains are operating on an intuitive level. An intuitive would be what? Brain hemisphere.
The right.
So you want to somehow perceive energy, first of all, through what hand? Your left.
Left, because the right controls the left and the left controls the right.
Right. And we as a people, the majority are right-handed.
Yeah, true.
Why is that?
Well, I was just thinking about that, actually, when you mentioned it.
Well, the,
because you know, you would think that the more right-brained would be left-handed.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm right-handed, and I'm not, I think I'm more right-brained than left. So mm-hmm. You'd think the converse would be true.
Well, because the right brain, the left brain hemisphere controlling the right hand, which is more analytical and more concrete, is really the basis of how we survive as a species. I mean, we just can't survive on instinct or intuition. We've got to be able to put logically the universe into order, or we would have just basically been primitive tribes, visualizing our energy and creating myths that never graduate into actual language. So we had to apply a certain logic to our human development. And that became right hand dominated. And we've gotten away from the ability because we depend so much on logic. And we base our system, our court system, our legal system, our scientific system on logic, our math system on logic, that the brain itself has become predominantly left brain hemisphere controlled because we've gotten away from those elements. But that's not to say that the right brain hemisphere has been shut down. So it's still humming. It's still a vibrating energy that even in its leaky pattern allows us to be intuitive. And that's the beginning of the doorway to one's psychic abilities. Because as you increase that right brain and you do exercises that might increase that right brain, and you start to think, how do you graduate from intuition to clairvoyance? How do you graduate from intuition to being downright psychic? to be able to tell the future, see the future, or for that matter, even look into the past and give somebody a reading. How do you do that? Well, the left brain is the compartment that can go outside of the body, outside of the logic, and extend itself into the astral realm. Now we need the basis of the left brain hemisphere. We need that logic and that formula and that equation. And you and I, we both work with equations, mathematical equations, birth date equations. But when we couple it with intuition, now equation and intuition is the doorknob to the door of being psychic. So the threshold to being psychic is being intuitive. But if you want to create a doorknob where you have to logically now turn the knob, you create a marriage. You have to think of it as two people getting married. Your left brain and your right brain get married and formulate into an energy whereby your intuition is becoming logical. Now imagine that. If intuition becomes logical, then it's logical to listen to things that we can't normally hear.
Right.
Because we're combining the two things.
Right. And so often logic and intuition are divorced. I mean, people don't really meld them. That's why there are a lot of inaccurate psychics. I mean, excuse me for saying that, but that's really the key.
Because the antithesis of being logical is being illogical. And so if you're going to be logical, you cannot be illogical. You say it's illogical, but if you say it's illogical, you're really closing the door to being intuitive, because being intuitive is the antithesis of being logical. So in terms of that, I'm more amazed at people who are very logical, very scientific, but they're extremely intuitive, and they make downright good readers. They're very accurate because they combine both elements of their energy into one unit. Now, if you can do that, then your hearing now is extended. Your hearing's extended, and you can hear what the naked ears can't pick up. You don't hear, it's not like a high pitch. You're hearing the vibration from the other side of the universe, and now that high hearing gets filtered through your logical brain, and you interpret the sound of the silent universe into a language through vibration, and you just learn to interpret it. It's in the form of pitch vibration. Think of a bee. You can tell when a bee is angry by the buzz is different,
mm-hmm.
or when a bee is contented and being swallowed up in a flower, and you can hear that low buzzing sound. But when a bee is agitated,
right.
that's the beginning of interpreting a vibrational sound that's visible. Now, in the psychic world, when we get to the threshold of being psychic and we start to feel the vibration, we don't hear it, we feel it. We feel the vibration. How do we begin to feel the vibration if we don't even know how to do it? Feel the vibration, put your hands together, and then separate them by maybe 1 inch. Have one palm facing another palm of your hand, and let about an inch of space separate your palms, and gently move your hands, palms back and forth. You'll feel a gravitational pull there. You'll feel that's the magnetic field of your body, because your body is electrical and magnetic, and it has its own polar energy. So that's what you're feeling there. That energy is a language. And when you're doing that language, really what you're doing is you're having your right and left brain hemispheres dance. That's the dance, the twirling dance of your brain hemispheres operating, manifesting themselves through the energies of the palm. So that's the beginning and the first step of really learning on a real crude, primitive level, before you get to a language of really being a reader, how to begin to feel what the other side is like when you're combining the energy of logic, illogic, intuition, and reason.
Okay, we can continue this, Neil, on Wednesday, but let's get to some of our callers right now because we have several people that have been waiting for quite a while. Okay. 310 is our first. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
This is Mindy.
Hi, Mindy.
Calling. Hello.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Yes. And your birth date, Mindy?
April 5th, 1956.
And what is your question, please?
It has to do with my business overseas.
If you're going to prevail.
Yeah.
Okay.
What am I going to be doing?
All right. How are you going to be doing in business? And you are 73. What am I doing? 2015. How old is she?
59. Well, you know, you're asking a very specific psychic question. That requires a look into the future.
Okay.
You're about to, this April, Mindy, you're about to experience the second cycle, the completion of the second cycle of your karma. You know this, because your karma is 30 equals 3. So the first 30 years of your life is one attitude of karma resolution. And at the age of 30, you did what, Mindy?
Got divorced. And started over again
at the age of 30. There is the one chunk of karma, which is significant occurrence at that time. Now you're 60, and you're approaching 60, and you're about to go through the second significant chunk of karma in terms of every 30 years, more or less every 3 years. And because you divorced and started over, so at the age of 60, you're going to literally divorce from something and start over. So if you're leaving something, starting a new business, and we're relatively in a time span right now that we can begin to already assume you're entering the 30th, the 60th year. We're within 9 months, so we're safe. So if you're letting go of something and starting something, the chances are that you're going to succeed. And overseas, see the energy about your energy overseas. Let's look at your first two numbers, 4 and 5. Let's say those are the numbers before, while you're up to the age of 30. You cross over from 30 to 60, and we're looking at basically 5 and 6. But what's interesting about your birth date code is 4, 5, and then you jump over, and the 5 is continued, but it goes up to 6. Now we're looking at vision. So if you're experiencing a business overseas that requires vast amounts of your vision, you're going to succeed.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think it's going to be a successful venture for you. And, you know, the divorce was already karmic. 56 is an 11, and it just shows me you're going to be there's a karmic energy in the zone of your life that requires you to have a divorce. And I don't know. I mean, the marriage could have lasted, you know, anywhere from 9 to 12 years. How long did your marriage last?
That's right. That is absolutely accurate. It lasted 10 years.
Yeah. So.
And then with that divorce, I had to relocate, and maybe my business is headquartered in England, so maybe I'm going to relocate to England.
Yeah. Well, the travel aspect of your energy is significant. You see, when we get into the deeper code of your birth date and we start to analyze to the best of our abilities, that 10-year marriage – that was an important chapter of your life, is hidden in your 4 of your month and your 6 of your year. Put that together, and we have 10. Now that 10 is the brackets, the basic bookends of your life. But what and the difference between 4 and 6 is 2, which is relationship. So I think that more than likely, as this progresses, you're transplanting yourself over to England is probably going to be a transcendent energy for you with a karmic root, meaning you've already had a past life in England, so you have to go back there and get in touch with
Correct.
It again. And there's probably going to be 4 individuals involved throughout the process, 4 major individuals aside from yourself.
Okay. Well, Mindy, I think it's the first time we've talked to Mindy.
You haven't called
the show before, have you?
I've called the show before, probably like 6 months ago.
Okay, I didn't remember.
Fascinating.
Usually I do remember. But we're glad you reconnected. Okay, thank you so much. And
thank you.
Keep us posted on what develops.
Yeah.
562.
How do I get in touch with Neil to continue on? Is it on the website?
We have the phone number is on Blog Talk Radio. It's on our Facebook.
Okay.
But I'll give it to you. Do you have a pen?
Yes, I do.
562-596-7818.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for your service and have a beautiful rest of the day.
You too.
Thank you
so much. Okay, we've got a lot of callers today, Neil. So, these are going to be short readings, one question per person. 631 is on the air. Who's this?
Hello, this is Joanne from Long Island. How are you both?
Hi, how are you, Joanne?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Hi. Question. Very interesting. Good topic. Good topic today. I'll keep it as short as I can. I know you have a lot of callers.
That would be good. While you do your question, we can be working out your birth date.
What's my birth date is December 5th, 1966.
Okay.
Okay. I do a lot of work with animals. I even do some healing work with animals. And I've always felt that I can communicate much, much better with animals. And I'm finding as a couple of years have gone by that being in other people's energy is sometimes difficult for me. And I actually do better alone, if you will. I'm an esthetician, so I constantly have my hands on people's bodies. And, you know, sometimes they walk in the room with their own junk, if you will, and I pick it up, and it really throws me for a loop. But then I kind of flip it around and say, okay, I'm not going to let their negativity come into my space. So I just try to meditate, concentrate, and send love back to them and give love to myself. Been working as a shield, if you will, that. But I'm just curious, am I supposed to be working more with animals? Not that it's going to change my career path at this point, but like I said, I gained so much more, and I feel like communication is much easier with me innately with animals.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Joanne. Today's topic was going to be
animal communication.
Oh, my goodness.
It's just so much
for me to call the show.
we'll do that. We'll do that in the near future, maybe next week.
Thank you.
We were debating about the topic, and 5 minutes before the show started, it was going to be animal communication.
It's a fabulous topic. It's here. They've mastered themselves. We are not their masters. They're here to teach us.
Well, you know, I mean, I don't think in my mind if you're having a struggle between, if there is indeed a struggle between your abilities to communicate with people as opposed to animals and what you should or shouldn't be doing, to me, it's just not a a debate. Deal with animals if that's your connection. What we're dealing with is the life source, the energy source, and whether it's people or animals, it's all interconnected. So you dealing with animals or you dealing with people is really a preference. And the reason I was going to do animal communication is because in my world I deal with both, and I find both vastly important. So the significance of a bee's life is as to me, in a way, as vital as the importance of a human being's life, of course, is a difference.
I agree. I agree.
But mm-hmm. I'm saying that in the respect of an organism, the respect of a life, they each hold their certain energy. So I took it upon myself to learn how to communicate with animals, and my life is enriched for it. And ideally, I love to work with both animals and people. If your energy field, I mean, in dealing with animals, Joanne, and understanding that animals at this point in our history need human support. We're no
absolutely.
The animal population, everything's diminishing, and the land is diminishing, air. So they need as much information and help from us as possible, and we need to obtain as much information from them, because animals hold vast amounts of information that if they leave, we'll never be able to retrieve it. So
I agree.
To me, it's symbiotic. I think you should actually nurture, activate, promote, channel animals as much as possible, because you know they're in desperate need of human intervention, unfortunately, but they are. And so I think it's a great thing. Your energy is interesting because your energy is a little bit like our other caller.
Yeah, it's weird.
And so far that, you know, she's born in 66, you're born in 56, but you're born
No, I'm born in, I'm born in 66. She's,
yeah,
I think,
you're
56.
Right.
66, she's born in 56.
Yeah, you're born in 56.
Oh, I see.
She's born in 56.
On the same day of the month, 5.
On the same day. So it's kind of interesting. Not that she was doing any particular work in what you're doing, but sometimes we have the tribal element of people calling it at the same hour. So to answer your question, Joanne, to me, you have the gift of animal communication, and that can be a vast animal kingdom. It doesn't specify it or elaborate. It doesn't matter. But I think that's what your destiny is. And two, probably for the next 15 years, it's going to even increase at a more rapid pace.
Okay, and we've got so many callers, Neil. We do have to move on. But Joanne, hopefully that helps you answer your question. I don't know if it's prompted a career change for you, but
I've always worked with animals, but
you can
but
do both.
I thank you. No, I always will. I mean, it's part of breathing to me.
Yeah. Okay.
But I thank you.
You're welcome. 562-596-7818 is Neil's number. 845 is our next. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
That's Maria Gambay. Maria from New York.
Oh, hi, Maria. And your birth date?
May 15th, 1942.
I'm sorry, 15th, 1942. Is that correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay, what is your question?
What do you see in me, my future? What's it going to be? I'm a little bit out of the world, you know, out of the way today. I want to know.
Well, Maria, let me ask you something, Maria. Is your spouse deceased, or is there?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Because I'm picking up on your spouse being deceased.
Yes.
And that... Yeah. Well, I'm picking up on that. Now, maybe there's some element that your spouse is trying to come through, because I'm getting visual energy about him. And it's almost like he's on a ship waving back at you. Like you are on the shore and he's on the ship and he's waving at you. I don't know if that was the sense of his departure, or if he's literally out there in space, if you will, saying hello to you. But there seems to be some element of ocean and water and waving. Now, that might be his way of connecting to you through time and space to tell you that all is going to be okay. So there seems to be something reassuring coming from the end of his spirit to you that at least is rather hopeful. I think that is there any trouble where you're living? Are you worried about staying where you're staying?
No, where I stay, overseas, and I got a little bit in agreement, you know, with the people over there. And that's why where I live is okay.
Oh, where you're living is okay. So there's some, that overseas you have more concerns, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that seems to be maybe part of the topic of me giving you a reading, that there seems to be some trouble over there and some attitude there. I am seeing, I don't know if there's a young grandchild. Do you have a daughter?
Yeah, I have a daughter.
And does she have a child?
No, she's a single.
Single? Then I'm getting... Then what I might be getting, are you a grandmother on any level?
No, just one daughter I got. She's a single. You see, she gave a fiancé.
So the little child I'm getting is your daughter, and the imagery of it is that she's a little girl. So, you know, I guess
my daughter,
mother,
she's a bigger girl.
She's what?
She's a big, my daughter.
Yeah, she's big, but, you know, to a mother, when you look at your daughter, she's...
I know, she's
way,
a baby all the time.
Yeah, she's
You're
a baby.
Right, I'm sure.
So are you concerned about your daughter's life or well-being or stability? Is there anything you're concerned about?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And that's why I see your daughter as a baby, because there's something, Bria, that you're concerned about your daughter, maybe because she is alone and you're worried that in time she may, you know, be alone in the world. And so that might be part of what I'm picking up in your energy. You know, I think there's a general feeling, Maria, about life. You know, as we get older, we start to think, wow, you know, every day brings us closer and closer to crossing over. Not that you're going to cross over, but after we get to a certain age, we start to look at it more seriously, and we start to think, gee, are we really leaving the earth? Are we ready to leave? Have we left everything? Our loved ones, are they going to be okay? So we start to think about those things. Again, I'm not implying that you're going to die. I don't pick that up. But as we get older, we start to think about these things. And I think that there's a general energy, Maria, that you're a loving person, you're a very concerned person, a very good-hearted person, and you're starting to have general concerns about the world in your absence, I think. There might be something there that's going on that you seem to be agreeing with. So it's a general anxiety, if you will, a general concern. I don't
see anything in my finance.
Your finance? Well,
yeah.
You seem to have locked in security in your home. As far as finances, I see that somebody did something that wasn't nice and took advantage of finance, so you lost some money. Did you lose the money anywhere trusting somebody?
A long time ago.
Yeah, it's a long time ago. I'm reaching back in the past. And you lost a good amount of money a long time ago. But, you know, in your future, I don't know, Maria. I mean, you're a 27-9, and you're a 9 master number, which is very resilient. You have the ability to keep standing back up every time you're down. The attitude of money, there's a little bit of trouble ahead, but I don't think you're ever going to go underwater. So, you know, the raft may get water in it. Your securities may at times feel a little bit concerning.
Yes.
But I don't believe you're going to go underwater, if that's of any help for you in this short reading.
Thank you. You see my daughter get a fiancé soon?
Maria, we've got to move on to other callers. It's really one question
just for call. Just to the two words. Please, you're very concerned. Please, I never call you. That's the first time. You are better now.
What's the question? Quickly, what's the question?
I see my daughter get a fiancé soon.
A fiancé?
Yeah, my daughter soon.
Oh, your daughter getting a fiancé? Real quickly, what's your daughter's birth date? Real quickly.
June 26th.
And the year?
75.
Okay.
June 26th.
Mm-hmm. So she's 40?
Yes.
36, 40. Oh, yeah. It has.
What's her? She's 36,
40. Huh?
3640. She's 40 years old. What's your master number? I'm
36-4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? 36-4.
She's
36-9. Like, wait, what are you talking about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
36-9. She's the same master number as Maria, and she's 40 years old.
40? That's why I was getting 40.
Right. That's why you were saying 40. That's why
I
kept saying 40.
I was getting 40.
You didn't figure out her age. I already figured it
was 40. Yeah.
That's so weird.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Maria. I did something really foolish. Her master number is 36-9. And I went, she's 36-40.
And I was saying, what is he talking about? I knew she was 40 years old. I'd already figured out the age, but Neil had not.
I didn't. So yeah. She's going to have a fiance. She'll be married.
Okay. You're welcome. And Marie, you're welcome to call the show anytime. We are back on the air on Wednesday, but we've got to move on. 918 is the next caller. Good morning. Hello, 918. You're on the air. Hello. Okay, going
hello.
On. Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. This is Michelle from San Francisco, and my birthday is 12/10/79.
Okay. Hi, Michelle. Thank you for that. What's your question? Good. Another.
My question is about 2011, 2012. My life totally turned upside down. Had a lot of changes, death, divorce, a move that brought me here to San Francisco. And right now, I have a general question about my career path. I'm kind of trying to decide whether to kind of do my own business or just keep continuing looking for a job with an organization.
You're 35 right now, but you're about to turn 36?
Correct, yeah.
And it's a multiple of three. She's on her multiple coming up.
Well, let me ask you a really wayward question. It has nothing to do with your question, but have you ever in your life or someone around you been in a serious car accident where the car was pretty much demolished, but the person was okay, but the car was pretty much totaled?
Goodness. I think probably me.
Were you in a car accident where the car was pretty much totaled?
Yes, I have been, and then my father also has been.
Mm-hmm. Well, the reason I had to reach for that vibration was in these short readings, sometimes I have to go for the dramatic in order to answer a question. So I reach out for the wrong vibration, which has nothing to do with your future. It was just for me to reach out and feel something about you.
Okay, which
I think that this is an exciting time for you. Well, there's two things that are going to happen, Michelle. One, for security level purposes, you'll work with a company. But for higher general energy, you're going to be going on business on your own. Now, there might be a general transition between the two. So you want to stabilize yourself through the company, but without abandoning your higher agenda about business on your own, which could take anywhere from the next 8 to 12 months. So if I were you, I would pursue the corporation route, the company route, and expect to be there a year. But that depends on how diligent you're going to be in operating yourself on the solo basis. Because if you do things successfully, you're going to be able to make a transition in about a year's time. Does that make any sense?
It makes perfect sense. And that's kind of what I was thinking anyway that I have to do. So, yeah, that's amazing.
And what's your business you want to go into?
I'm sorry, what?
What business do you want to go into, Michelle?
Yeah, well, I've been a counselor for over 15 years. And I recently got certified with yoga. So I'm looking to combine kind of a holistic approach to counseling, including mind, body, and spirit.
Yeah, perfect. So do it through the company. You develop your own. You get the energy going on your own. I knew it was for a higher purpose. So I was saying that higher consciousness I meant. And so that's perfect, Michelle.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for finding our show, Michelle.
Okay, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye. And if Michelle would like further conversation, 562-596-7818. She can also follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio and join us on our social media sites. Okay, we've got two callers left, Neil, 239 and 404. So 239 is first. Who is this, please?
This is Diana. I'm in Southwest Florida. My birthday is 5/7. Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Okay. 5/7/54. Been a while since I spoke to you. I just wanted to update financial situation.
31/4. Okay.
Update financial. She wants
61 years old, right? Is that right? Diana?
Yes.
Can you hear us? Okay, we thought we lost you for a sec. So you want to you want an update from us, or are you going to update us on your financial situation?
Can you update me if you see anything good?
Okay, so you want an update. You want a financial update. Okay,
yeah.
Sure.
Diane, are you changing anything with insurance right now? Are you involved in any kind of insurance policy?
Possibly. Right now, I don't have any.
Oh, was it in your mind to think you need to do something with insurance? Was that lingering in your mind somewhere?
Probably. Eventually. Basically,
okay,
I take care of myself holistically, but there will have to be something just in case.
No, I totally get it, and I appreciate what you're saying, and I actually ascribe to the way you're thinking right now. So that's, I just need to get a vibe about something so I can switch it over to your financial situation. You know, I don't want to discuss amounts on the radio, but I'm going to take a certain amount right now and just throw it at you for your own general private information. But there's something somewhere, you know, we have a whole pie and that's filled with different figures. I'm going to take a slice out because that slice has something to do with 10 to 12,000. Now, I don't know, somewhere in your general income, bank, thought, there's a slice that says 10 to 12,000 with me. Can you immediately locate that sum in some capacity of your financial status?
No.
No?
Is that an amount?
What did you say?
10 to 12,000.
Okay.
Diane? Is that an amount that you would need, or is that so small and significant it wouldn't mean much to you?
Oh, I would definitely need it. Would there ever be anybody to say they wouldn't need it? No, I need it.
Yeah. Well, then something's with you that, okay, so I'm reading you and I'm thinking to myself a couple of things. Number one, there's a block around you. Something's blocking energy. That's my first thought. I don't know what it is yet, but I'm inclined to say, gee, we got to remove that block. Because in removing that block, money seems to come in. I'm not sure what the block is. Diane, was there anybody in your family, through your family background, that ever did any teaching, even if it was for children?
Yeah, I think there was a teacher.
Okay.
Close.
What's that? No, I don't care about that. I don't care about that. In approaching a block around a human being, sometimes you have to examine certain areas around them. And was there anyone who was an avid gardener or who loved fruit trees? Had
uh-huh.
a yeah.
Yes.
Who was that?
My sister-in-law.
And are you having any problems with that side of the family, or is it all pretty good?
No, it isn't good. She doesn't like the spirituality, and you know, they actually got all the inheritance instead of the family splitting it up between four children. This woman just knows how to get inheritance. Yeah, she withheld money from me, and but not only me, my sister and my brother.
You see, I'm starting to perceive in doing a reading with you on the radio that there's a block to money, and I ultimately found one irritant source to that block that was able to obtain or inherit most of the money because of the amount of children. Are you childless yourself?
No, I have children, but they had the last boy that would carry the name, so therefore they got it all. Even though my sister had kids, I had kids, we all had kids, but nobody had the last boy. So that's how they claimed they could get it all, that they were carrying on the name.
I see. Well, somewhat unfair, but that's where I'm beginning to analyze the block. I would have to go into greater
detail.
Depths. Because your problem is a little bit more intricate than a brief radio reading. That's not to say you can't talk to somebody else or not talk to anybody. But what I'm telling you is
I could talk to you if I could. I live on $200 a month. If I could talk to you, I'd give you money to talk to you.
Well, you can always call back the show and take advantage of that, Diane. I'm perceiving that there's a problem, and I'm starting to analyze and get a feel for where it may be coming from, but my shovel would have to dig deeper, more to the core of how to resolve it. But once it's resolved, I see a different attitude of money coming in. So there, at the end of the line, money comes in. How we get there is the process that has to be discovered.
Determined. And you can do it perhaps on another show.
Try another show.
Call back.
Well, I actually have been claiming that my family birthright inheritance is here in this now moment, and I accept it. I have, so you know that I know something's going on. You're reading that. I'm doing the right thing. I'm accepting it. So I'm causing the vibrations to shift it around so people find out what was done wrong.
Good for you, Diane. Just keep moving with that energy. The wonderful vibration and energy is a powerful tool. So keep working with that energy. I thoroughly believe in it, and I'll keep my prayers out for you, too.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right, Diane. Bye-bye. All right. So two people left, 404 and 701. 404 is first. Good morning.
Hey, I am in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Oh, hi. What's your name?
Cindy Bentley. I'm an energy practitioner healer.
Oh, yeah.
Healer.
You're on our Facebook. I remember you. You did a thing with
the
Hi, welcome.
I've been listening to you guys, but I've got a question.
Can we get your birthday?
Can we get your birthday? 8/24/51.
Okay. Go ahead.
My question is, I have a great life, plenty of abundance, romance. When am I supposed to do this alone for the rest of my life, or is there romance and coming in a partner, romantic partner, and have I already met him? Do I just need to wait for him to catch up?
I don't believe you've met him, Cindy, but I'm seeing a man that might be close to 10 years your senior. Now, that's not in stone. The man... in his earlier years, loved to dance. Ballroom dancing was a dance. He just loved to dance.
I'm a dancer. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Okay, good. So that's a sign. And this man
danced. But that's too old for me. I'm a pretty young 64-year-old. I mean, most of the men I go out with are in their 50s.
Well, I don't, I said it's not in stone.
Yeah,
it's not in stone, and I could be getting a picture, Cindy. I could be getting a picture of him from a past life because I think he's from a past life.
Yes.
So
in my attitude,
Cindy, that the past life he was a very handsome, man. He kind of looked like a George Clooney at 70. But that's probably a past life symbol. And so you've known him to do it.
That kind of looks like the man that I dance with some now. I haven't seen him in about 3 months. And he does look like George Clooney. He does dance. He is older than I. Yeah. But no romance has started yet. I just have danced with him some.
Okay. Then, see, I don't. I'm just getting a raw materials here psychically, and we seem to be making a connection. So I think that that's a good sign that you are going to be in a romantic situation, and we will probably experience something that has some connection to this fellow.
But it's not necessarily him. No. It could be, but not necessarily.
He could be a conduit to this situation.
So that's just the vibration that is being validated that you're picking up.
So
somebody else said that he was a conduit for the right one to show up. I don't know.
Yeah, it could be. We're on a good page that signifies a relationship coming in and one that would meet your appealing requirements. So, yeah, we're on a good zone.
And I know time is not easy to predict right now, but I was getting it about 3 months.
Well, the master number is 3. You'd be talking basically around February, January, somewhere in there.
Yes.
You're talking about the second month. There's a 2 in your day. It's connected to 4, which is heart. So I would say February is a good throw. Yeah. I would tend to agree with you. February's got some significant attitude in there. So November, December, January, January, February, somewhere in there would be a good throw, yeah.
Well, I'm just going to keep holding the light and being ready for him and letting go of all the blocks.
You're on the right path.
Yeah, he's on the right path. On that dialogue today, and it's good.
What's the dialogue? Just,
I'm looking for somebody to have fun with. I work really hard. I mean, I work all over the world, and in person and on Skype and FaceTime. And it was just, I need a fun person to share things with instead of being so serious so much. Like you did. You two have fun here. Yeah.
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 The person's a dancer.
It would balance my life much better.
Yeah. Well, I see good things. It's a fun atmosphere. You're dancing. It's like ballroom dancing. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. And so I'm just going to keep on my dance. I go out one night a week here in Santa Fe, dance with my dancing friends. Sometimes it's girls with girls. The guys never dance with the guys, though. They wait for us to show up before they go. So it's really good. So I'll just hang in there because I think that's what you're saying is the place where things will show up for me.
That's right. It's a validation to encourage you that you're on the right.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for connecting.
I feel like I'm on the right.
You are.
Yeah,
you are.
Good luck, guys. I'll listen to you. You'll be back on Wednesday?
Yeah, I didn't know you were a listener. So is this your first time listening?
No, I've listened one other time. I've never called in, though. This is good.
Okay, well, you're
really
always welcome.
I really love it.
Good.
Thank
glad
you.
You're very welcome.
Okay,
thank
bye-bye.
You. Bye. You know what's weird is that she's my karmic and master number and born in your year. So interesting.
Yeah.
And we both did that Asara. We were both, all 3 of us were on Asara's Lightworkers of the World show.
Oh, really?
So we watched her video. It was like 3 years ago, Neil, that we were on it. Yeah.
Wow.
So strange connections. There have been weird things happening in the show today. Lots of strange tribal connections. Okay, 70.
Oh, we're going.
No, we're going to have one more caller because.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we do. I promised them a reading. Hi there. Who's this?
Hi, this is Keith in North Carolina.
Oh, hi, Keith.
Hi.
Keith,
I'm
who was
better.
Not born last month. You're May,
pardon?
Right? You're born on May 22nd. If I'm remembering correctly,
yes.
Is that right?
Yes, 1958, yes.
58, okay.
Great memory. So my question really quickly is, be it North Dakota, Kentucky, or the Great Northwest or what have you, I don't know anyone in these places. My question would be, will I be guided, as in my spirit guides, higher beings of the light, you know? Will I be helped know exactly where to go and where to connect? Because I'm starting over from starting from what looks like zero, as it were.
Yeah. Yes, you will be guided, Keith, because, well, we all have guides. And our guides can be inactive, but for the most part, they're active guides. They just sometimes manifest in various ways according to the karma of the human being. But I believe you're going to be active. There's going to be a guide intervention coming up. And it will be quite amazing because you'll experience, it will manifest into the physical realm as clarity. But it will be guide-oriented. So even though you're starting zero, but zero means a clearance of energy. So what you're doing, you strive very hard towards spiritual energy, Keith. You work very hard for this because you're a human being I've got to know. And your very efforts to find your soulmate, to find an energy field that permeates with, that not permeates, but that merges with
commingles.
Your commingles. I guess it can permeate into consciousness. But I think that there is a destiny line in your energy. You know, you have a wonderful destiny line because it goes 5-8. And that 8 is actualized energy. It's a power energy. It's a beautiful rebirth energy. So to get to that essence beyond the zero, which I think also it has the consciousness of all things in it because it's circular. We're getting into a new phase of your life. So I think that there is going to be a significant clarity between the three options, and you're going to be hearing and feeling that in forthcoming.
Very good. I really appreciate it. Thank you all so very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Keith. And we are back on the air on Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific. Thanks for joining us, everyone, and we will speak with you then. Bye-bye.